ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ, ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ, ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. సో దిస్ మార్నింగ్ వి ఆర్ రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ ది శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్యాంటో 5 చాప్టర్ 14 ఎంటైటిల్డ్ ద ఫారెస్ట్ ఆఫ్ ఎంజాయ్మెంట్ అండ్ టెక్స్ట్ నంబర్ 29. దిస్ ఇస్ క్రిస్మస్ డే, అన్ ఇంపార్టెంట్ డే ఫర్ ద పీపుల్ ఆఫ్ ద వరల్డ్. కదాచిత్ ఈశ్వరస్య భాగవతో విష్ణో చక్రాత్ పరమాణ్వాది ద్విపరార్థ అపవర్గ కాలోపలక్షణాత్ పరివర్తితేన వయసా రంహసా హరత ఆబ్రహ్మ తృణ స్తంభాదీనాం భూతానాం అనిమిషతో మిషతాం విత్రస్త హృదయ తం ఏవేశ్వరం కాలచక్ర నిచాయుధం సాక్షాద్ భగవంతం యజ్ఞపురుషం అనాదృత్య పాఖండ దేవత కంక గృధ్ర బక వటప్రాయ ఆర్యసమయ పరిహృత సాంకేత్యేన అభిదత్తే. సో వి నీడ్ నాట్ రిపీట్ దిస్ ప్రోస్ శ్లోక, వి డూ నౌ వర్డ్ బై వర్డ్ ట్రాన్స్లిటరేషన్. సో ప్లీజ్ రెస్పాండ్. కదాచిత్ సమ్టైమ్స్ ఈశ్వరస్య ఆఫ్ ద సుప్రీం లార్డ్ భగవత ఆఫ్ ద సుప్రీం పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ హెడ్ విష్ణో ఆఫ్ లార్డ్ విష్ణు చక్రాత్ ఫ్రమ్ ద డిస్క్ పరమాణు ఆది బిగినింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ ద టైమ్ ఆఫ్ మైన్యూట్ ఆటమ్స్ ద్విపరార్థ ద డ్యూరేషన్ ఆఫ్ ద లైఫ్ ఆఫ్ బ్రహ్మ అపవర్గ ఎండింగ్ కాల ఆఫ్ టైమ్ ఉపలక్షణాత్ హ్యావింగ్ ద సిమ్టమ్స్ పరివర్తితేన రివాల్వింగ్ vayasa by the chronological order of ages ramhasa swiftly harata taking away ah brahma beginning from lord brahma trina stamba adinam down to the small clumps of grass bhutanam of all living entities animishataha without blinking the eyes, without fail, mishatam, before the eyes of the living entities, without their being able to stop it, vitrastha hridaya, being afraid in the heart, tam, him, eva, certainly, ishwaram, the Supreme Lord, kala chakra, nija ayudham, whose personal weapon is the disk of time, sakshad, directly, bhagavantam, the supreme personality of Godhead, yajna purusham, who accepts all kinds of sacrificial ceremonies, anadritya, without caring for, pakhanda devata, concocted incarnations of God, man-made god or demigods, kanka, buzzards, gridra, vultures, baka, herons, atapraya, like crows, adya samaya parihrita, who are rejected by authorized Vedic scriptures, accepted by the Aryans, sanketyena, by concoction, or with no basis of authority indicated by scripture, abhidatte, he accepts as worshipable. Translation. The personal weapon used by Lord Krishna, the disc, is called Hari Chakra, the disc of Hari. This chakra is the wheel of time. It expands from the beginning of the atoms up to the time of Brahma's death, and it controls all activities. It is always revolving and spending the lives of the living entities, from Lord Brahma down to an insignificant blade of grass. Thus, one changes from infancy to childhood to youth and maturity, and thus one approaches the end of life. It is impossible to check this wheel of time. This wheel is very exacting because it is the personal weapon of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sometimes the conditioned soul, fearing the approach of death, wants to worship someone who can save him from imminent danger. Yet, he does not care for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose weapon is the indefatigable, that means tireless, time factor. The conditioned soul instead takes shelter of a man-made god described in unauthorized scriptures. Such gods are like buzzards, vultures, herons, and crows. Vedic scriptures do not refer to them. Imminent death is like the attack of a lion, and neither vultures, buzzards, crows, nor herons can save one from such an attack. One who takes shelter of unauthorized man-made gods cannot be saved from the clutches of death. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. It is stated, Harim Vina Mritim Nataranti. No one can save himself from the cruel hands of death without being favored by Hari, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In Bhagavad Gita, it is stated, Mami vai prapadyante mayametam tarantite. Whoever fully surrenders unto Krishna can be saved from the cruel hands of material nature. The conditioned soul, however, sometimes wants to take shelter of a demigod, man-made god, pseudo-incarnation, or bogus swami or yogi. All these cheaters claim to follow religious principles, and all this has become very popular in this age of Kali. There are many Pashandis who, without referring to the Shastras, pose themselves as incarnations, and foolish people follow them. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, has left behind him Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. Not referring to these authorized scriptures, rascals take shelter of man-made scriptures and try to compete with Lord Krishna. That is the greatest difficulty one encounters when trying to promote spiritual consciousness in human society. The Krishna consciousness movement is trying its best to bring people back to Krishna consciousness in its pure form, but the Pashandis and atheists who are cheaters are so numerous that sometimes we become perplexed and wonder how to push this movement on forward. In any case, we cannot accept the unauthorized ways of so-called incarnations, gods, cheaters and bluffers who are described here as crows, vultures, buzzards, and herons. Om jnana tamirandasya jnananjana shalakya chakshuran militam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha. Srila Prabhupada writes in this purport starting, it is stated, Harim vina mritim na taranti. No one can save himself from the cruel hands of death without being favored by Hari, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, being favored by Hari means to be receptive, to be willing to follow all the good advice given by Lord Krishna and the instructions from the spiritual master and devotees. That means being ready to mold one's entire life for their pleasure. In fact, if one is sufficiently thoughtful, anyone can understand why should I go through beatings after beatings in trying to enjoy around here by my own plans? Why should I even simply hang around here in the vain hope that things will take a turn for the better pretty soon. It's a very clear case of puna puna charita charanam, simply chewing the chewed over and over again. Therefore, henceforth, let me try to give joy to Krishna by rendering loving service to his man-in-town representatives. To do this will be proper intelligence, high intelligence. And then one will surely see, in due course of time, how indeed Lord Krishna takes charge of one's life, much to one's eternal benefit. Then there will be no looking back from this path. So this is needed. Well, we have that famous verse from the 7th canto, Sri Prahlada Uvacha, Matirna Krishne Paratasvatova, Mito Vipadyeta Grihavratanam, Adanta Gopira Visatam Tamishram, Puna Puna Charvita Charvananam. Prahlad Maharaj replied, because of their uncontrolled senses, persons too addicted to materialistic life make progress toward hellish conditions and repeatedly chew that which has already been chewed. Their inclinations toward Krishna are never aroused, either by the instructions of others, by their own efforts, or by a combination of both. So, well, as a temple librarian, I have often to quote and cite and paraphrase, as well as read from many texts and passages often. So I shall do that now more again here. His Holiness Sridhar Maharaj once said here, some years ago, we used to go to his room every Sunday with students to have Sangha. So he said, each time a Hare Krishna speaks something, you better hear nicely. You can rest assured that there is a Vedic sloka behind it. Oh, they are so authentic. So much so that even when a Hare Krishna sneezes, there is a sloka behind it. This is what he said. Of course, all these slokas coming now are very much relevant to today's verse and are such good advice from the Lord, given with much love, just for our eternal good. Machitta sarva durgani mat prasada tarishyasi atachetvam ahankaran na shroshyasi vinangshyasi. If you become conscious of me, you will pass over all the obstacles of conditioned life by my grace. If, however, you do not work in such consciousness, but act through false ego, not hearing me, you will be lost. Ashradadana purisha dharmasyasya parantapa aprapyamam nivartante mrityu samsara vartmani. Those who are not faithful in this devotional service cannot attain me, O conqueror of enemies. Therefore, they return to the paths of birth and death in this material world. Manmana bhava madbhakto madhyaji mam namaskaru mame vaishyasi satyamte pratijane priyosime. Always think of me, become my devotee, worship me, and offer your homage unto me. Thus you will come to me without fail. I promise you this, because you are my very dear friend. Manmana bhava madbhakto madhyaji mam namaskaru mame vaishyasi yuktvaiva matmanam madparayana. Engage your mind always in thinking of me, become my devotee, offer obeisances to me and worship me. Being completely absorbed in me, surely you will come to me. Srila Prabhupada also writes in the next line of this purport, in Bhagavad Gita it is stated, Mamevaye prapadyante mayametam tarantite. Whoever fully surrenders unto Krishna can be saved from the cruel hands of material nature. That sloka is Daivi Hesha Gunamai Mama Maya Duratya Mamevaye Prapadyante Mayamitam Tarantite. This divine energy of mine, consisting of the three modes of material nature, is difficult to overcome. But those who have surrendered unto me can easily cross beyond it. So we'll just read the purport of this important sloka here quickly. Srila Prabhupada's purport to 7:14. The Supreme Personality of Godhead has innumerable energies, and all these energies are divine. Although the living entities are part of his energies, and also are divine, therefore, but due to contact with material energy, their original superior power is covered. Being thus covered by material energy, one cannot possibly overcome its influence. As previously stated, both the material and spiritual natures, being emanations from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, are eternal. The living entities belong to the eternal superior nature of the Lord, but due to contamination by the inferior nature, matter, their illusion is also eternal. The conditioned soul, therefore, is called nityabaddha, or eternally conditioned. No one can trace out the history of becoming conditioned at a certain date in material history. Consequently, his release from the clutches of material nature is very difficult, even though that material nature is an inferior energy, because material energy is ultimately conducted by the supreme will, which the living entity cannot overcome. Inferior material nature is defined herein as divine nature, divine, due to its divine connection and movement by the divine will. So being conducted by divine will, material nature, although inferior, acts so wonderfully in the construction and destruction of the cosmic manifestation. The Vedas confirm this as follows. Mayam tu prakritim vidyan, mayinam tu maheshwaram. Although maya, shvetashvatara upanishad, although maya illusion is false or temporary, the background of maya is the supreme magician, the personality of Godhead, who is maheshwara, the supreme controller. That is the purport there. And later further in the purport, Srila Prabhupada writes, that is the greatest difficulty one encounters when trying to promote spiritual consciousness in human society. The Krishna consciousness movement is trying its best to bring people back to Krishna consciousness in its pure form. But the Parshandis and atheists who are cheaters are so numerous that sometimes we become perplexed and wonder how to push on this movement forward. Here, in the biography film Your Ever Well Wisher, there is a footage where Srila Prabhupada speaks on this uphill, seemingly uphill preaching task. He spoke this in the early days of ISKCON in the USA. So that I little like to quote from there. Prabhupada says, my mission is to preach the philosophy of Lord Chaitanya, chanting Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This transcendental vibration will cleanse the dirty things of the mind. It doesn't matter who, what he is. This transcendental vibration is equally appealing to everyone, without any question of language, nationality, creed or caste, because it is coming forth from the depth of the soul. And in the movie, the film, the background commentator then says and quotes Prabhupada. This is interesting. For 1 year he was seemingly alone. Prabhupada was seemingly alone in the cold of New York. Then Krishna sent him. Then Prabhupada further writes, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada writes, Krishna was all along preparing something, and he brought me to you one by one, sincere boys and girls, to be trained in Krishna consciousness. Now I can see that it is a miracle. Otherwise, one old man with only a few books to sell for barely getting food, how could he survive? What to speak of introducing a God-conscious movement in a materialistic society? The same point he carries here. And then the commentator further there interestingly says, for Bhaktivedanta Swami, these are happy days. Singing and speaking with the vigor of a young man, he brings the Hare Krishna movement into the public eye by chanting in the parks, by distributing Back to God in magazine, by holding free Sunday love feasts. Many are attracted. His hopes for the future expand without limit. The Hare Krishna movement has taken root. That section was interesting in the movie there. I wanted to recall it here. Now we will, with permission, quote or read from an interesting paper which is on time. There are two papers I like to use here. One, Giriraj Swami's, I happen to come by this. It's called Time for Krishna. In the use of our time, we should give priority to the supreme cause, Krishna. Time I am, the great destroyer of the worlds, says Lord Krishna, and I have come here to destroy all people. 11:32. The powerful time factor represents the supreme personality of Godhead. through time the will of the Lord is manifest. Time is of utmost importance to all of us because the duration of our lives is made of time. How we use our time is how we use our life. Once while speaking to a businessman in Bombay, Srila Prabhupada quoted from a verse from Chanakya Pandit. At the time of death, one cannot purchase one more moment of life even for all the riches of the world. Time is invaluable and must be invested carefully. So we should utilize each moment for the greatest gain. Get the greatest gain, Srila Prabhupada continued. In the ledger of your life, all time engaged in Krishna consciousness is profit, while all time engaged in material activities is loss. If we want the greatest profit in life, we have to use every moment in Krishna consciousness. So what is the greatest profit? Lord Krishna says, 6:22, Yam labdva chaparam labam manyate nadikam tata. When one actually comes to the perfection of Krishna consciousness, he realizes there is no greater gain. In the use of our time, our life, we should give priority to the supreme cause, Krishna. And it was philosopher Goethe who said, things which matter most should never be at the mercy of things which matter least. So what could matter more than Krishna consciousness? We are all suffering repeated birth, death, disease, old age. And after so many lives, we have come to the rare human form, which is the most valuable asset to free us from the miseries of material existence. And human intelligence is especially meant to realize God and make a permanent solution to all of life's problems. One who fails to use this most valuable asset for the best purpose, for Krishna consciousness, is indeed the greatest miser and fool. When we plan our day, our week, and our life, we should first set aside time for the most important activities, discussing and distributing the message of Godhead in the association of pure devotees. Bhagavatam says 2:3:17, both by rising and setting, the sun decreases the duration of life of everyone, except one who utilizes the time by discussing the topics of the all-good personality of Godhead. So if we first set aside time for the most important things, we'll take the less important things in their proper perspective. In this connection, there is a story. A teacher once brought a large open-mouthed jar into a room full of students. Then he filled the jar with rocks and asked the students, "Is the jar full?" The students replied, "Yes." The instructor then put small pebbles, into the jar, filling the spaces between the rocks. And again he asked, "Is the jar full now?" But the students were a little wise now, so they remained silent. The teacher then poured sand between the pebbles and asked, "Is the jar full now?" Again the students stayed silent. Then the teacher poured water into the jar up to the top. Now the jar was full. So what do we learn from this? When we put the rocks in first, there is space for pebbles, and after pebbles there is still space for sand, and after sand there is water. If we fill our schedule similarly with the most important activities first, with Krishna conscious activities, we'll always be able to accommodate less important activities if we choose to. But if we fill our time first with less important activities, pebbles, sand, water, then there will be no place left for the most important activities, the large rocks. So let us plan our days and weeks to include time for chanting Hare Krishna, hearing Krishna's glories, and serving Krishna's devotees. Then our lives will be completely successful. One may consider, with so many commitments, how will I manage time for Krishna? Let us see how the great devotee King Ambarisha did it. Although he was the emperor of the world, he dedicated time to Krishna, and by the grace of the Lord, his kingdom and dynasty flourished. Bhagavatam 9:4, 18-21. King Ambarisha engaged his mind on the lotus feet of Krishna. His words in describing the transcendental qualities of the Lord, His hands in mopping the temple of the Lord, His ears in hearing the activities of the Lord, His eyes in seeing the form of the Lord, His body in touching the body of the devotees, His nostrils in smelling the scent flowers offered to the Lord, His tongue in tasting the tulasi leaves offered to the Lord, His legs in travelling to places of pilgrimage and temples of the Lord, His head in offering obeisances unto the Lord, and His desires in executing the mission of the Lord. Indeed, Maharaj Ambarish engaged all his senses in devotional service and various engagements related to the Lord. In performing his prescribed duties as king, Maharaj Ambarish always offered the results of his royal activities to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, who is the enjoyer of everything. He took advice from faithful devotees, and thus he ruled the planet Earth without difficulty. Maharaj Ambarish did everything without difficulty by the grace of the Lord. So we simply need faith, Shraddha. Shraddha shabde vishwasa kahe sudrida nishchaya Krishna bhakti kaile sarva karma krita haya Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya 22:62. By rendering transcendental loving devotional service to Krishna, one automatically performs all subsidiary activities. This confident, firm faith, favorable to the discharge of devotional service, is called Shraddha. Now, by the grace of Srila Prabhupada, we have come in contact with the Krishna consciousness movement and have received a chance now to realize the greatest gain in human life. We can hear about Prabhupada, follow his instructions and serve his mission. Lord Krishna himself declares, Mat Bhakta Pujabhya Dika. Engaging in the service of my Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare. Following Srila Prabhupada and his devotees. Yes, now. Now is the time. So after this one paper from Giriraj Swami, I also like to read a little. We have some time for me. Hare Krishna. All the time I'm speaking, so this chance to read some interesting. This is more technical. This is analyzing time, the nature of time. By Mathuresh Das, it's an article from the Back to God in magazine. Some words I'll quote. In this world, time and tide wait for no man. But beyond the walls of the universe, time assumes a different nature, a different feature. What is time? The question has perplexed philosophers throughout the ages. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, the Supreme Personality of God, it says, he gives his own answer. In a few words, time I am, the great destroyer of the worlds. Time, according to the Gita and other Vedic literatures, is an inconceivable energy of the Supreme Lord, through which he ultimately destroys everything. Kala is a name for the Supreme Person, in his feature, as time. And chakra means wheel. Within Kala Chakra, there is a point of creation, a point of sustenance, and a point of destruction. Everything has its given schedule of creation, sustenance, and destruction under the influence of time. The universe itself, according to Srimad Bhagavatam, is created at a certain time, sustained for the equivalent of 310 trillion solar years, and then destroyed. After destruction, time brings about recreation. Recreation and the cycle begins again. Thus, although the overall effect is destruction, the physical world goes through repeated creations and annihilations. Within these cycles of creation and annihilation, time has many other manifestations. Time brings birth, death, old age, disease, and the fourfold miseries of material life mentioned in the Gita. It also brings on miseries caused by natural disasters, hurricanes, tornadoes, droughts, and so on, as well as miseries caused by the attacks of other living entities, insects, etc., or our human enemies. All in all, therefore, time as we know it is a vehicle for suffering. It surrounds us, imprisons us, and gradually destroys everything we have. The pleasure we do experience is sure to have an end and sure to be mixed with suffering. This is like the pleasure of eating ice cream mixed with sand. The overall effect is misery. The Supreme Lord, in his form of time, is not, however, directly responsible for our suffering. any more than a government is responsible for the suffering of the inmates in government prisons. To prevent criminals from creating disturbances and to convince them to reform themselves, the government locks them away in prisons. The government, however, creates not only prisons but also parks, schools, highways and so on. The citizen decides for himself whether he will enjoy freedom as a law-abiding individual or suffer as a prison inmate. Similarly, those souls who do not want to serve Krishna or obey his laws are thrown into the physical world where they are imprisoned in temporary bodies and are made to suffer under the law of karma. In the Vedic literatures, the destructive misery-laden nature of time is represented by the goddess Kali. Kala, the supreme lord as time, controls Kali, who inflicts various kinds of suffering on the inmates of this universe. Kali is the prison warden. She and not God himself is directly in charge of punishing the inmates according to their particular criminal activities. Kali personifies the devastating cycle of creation, sustenance and dissolution, and she wields the manifold miseries of material life. The effects of time, as we can observe and experience them, are Kali's doing. But even Kali is not to be blamed for our suffering. She is a pure devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, and her thankless duty is to remind the rebellious souls of the futility of trying to enjoy life without him. Each of us is an eternal fragmental part of Krishna, and as such our eternal blissful function is to serve him. Outside of Krishna's service and association, we wither and waste away like leaves separated from a tree. In the Gita, therefore, Lord Krishna, with only our welfare in his mind, requests us to surrender fully to him. Kali, or material nature, is simply trying to convince us that to neglect this request of the Lord is against our own best interests. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna explains that beyond the repeated creations and annihilations of the physical universe exists a transcendental world, which is eternal and is never destroyed. He also declares that those who surrender to him can easily enter there, that transcendental world. Since Krishna is in charge of Kali, he can order her to release his surrendered servants. So by ourselves, we are helpless to escape Kali's grip. But she readily obeys Krishna's commands. Here we can see that man in the beach with the dog on the leash and a very barking, dangerous looking dog, and whoa, he goes on us. But if we are friendly with him, and then he will tug at that leash and the dog just becomes humble and goes away, no? Similarly, Krishna can tug at Kali. Krishna's inconceivable time energy also exists in the transcendental world. Here is analysis by Mathuresha Prabhu. He says, Krishna's inconceivable energy of time also exists in the transcendental world, but Kali, time's devastating feature, is absent there. Therefore, transcendental life is not marred by repeated creation, sustenance and annihilation. Instead, time only sustains. And therefore, the residents of the transcendental world are free to eternally serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, without any hindrance. So whereas Kali brings birth, death and other sufferings here, time's transcendental feature supplies Krishna and his devotees with unending and ever-increasing spiritual happiness. That spiritual happiness is available even in this temporary world for anyone who takes up devotional service to Krishna. From the very start, a devotee begins to realize that he is not the body, but he is a pure spirit soul, spiritual soul situated within the body. He therefore tolerates the body's inevitable decline, caring for his health only so that he can enthusiastically render service to Krishna. And as the devotee advances spiritually, the pleasures of devotional service make bodily miseries appear insignificant. Even death is of no consequence for the pure devotee, since at death he enters the transcendental world. Nimesha dakyo avrajati nahi yatrapi samayaha Brahma Samhita. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Gaura Bhaktavinda ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaura Premanande Hari Hari Bol.